my major topic, which, as you know, is a bit of a mission because Proverbs is all scattered about, but filled with so much wisdom that we can learn so much. And that's actually our topic today. So last week, what was our topic from the book of Proverbs? Anybody remember? Was one person listening? Philip. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's why we started there, because that is the beginning. That if you don't come at it with the fear of the Lord, with an awe, with a reverence, that you cannot learn the way you need to learn. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And today, now we look at wisdom itself. It could actually end up taking us a couple of weeks because there's so much about this topic in the book of Proverbs. But God wants us to be constantly acquiring wisdom. And there's only really one place we can do that, isn't there? And that's in His precious preserved word. So beginning in verse 5, the Bible says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. So today we look at the importance of acquiring wisdom, of learning, of listening, of being teachable. And it's going to take us a while because there are at least five chapters pretty much dedicated just to this topic. And there's only 31 chapters in Proverbs. But chapters 1, chapters 2, chapters 3, chapter 4, and chapter 8, pretty much the entire chapters are about wisdom and the need to continue to get wisdom, which this is the place to get it from God's precious word. For He is the giver of all wisdom. Doesn't the Bible say, James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, what? Let him ask of God. Amen? So we'll pray and we'll begin to read and learn about the need to continue to gain wisdom all throughout our Christian lives. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would now guide us in your truth. And we thank you for the privilege of being able to study this book of wisdom together. And I pray, Lord, that the result would be we would grow in our wisdom, in our discretion, in our discernment. Lord, that we would become more like Jesus. And Lord, we'd be reminded of how important it is that we be in your word every day. So guide us now in your truth. May you be glorified in our study. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So true wisdom, as we just mentioned, if you go to chapter 2, verse 6, only comes from one source. And of course, that is the Lord himself, isn't it? Look at chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. So notice it's very clear that it's the Lord himself that gives the wisdom, that it only comes from God. And this is important that we understand this, because the Bible says, after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The world by wisdom, their wisdom, is leading people away from God. You know, Romans 1:22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So the world believes it has a lot of wisdom. But it's worldly wisdom. It's from the devil. It's from the god of this world. It's not God's wisdom. True wisdom, as we just read, comes only from God. A couple more verses, so we'll start reading now, 19:21. We're just going to stay in Proverbs. We don't even have to leave Proverbs. So 19:21, Brother Scott, and Brother Howard, 21:30. Yes, 19:21. Was that a good year, Brother Scott?
There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand.
The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Howard 21:30.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord.
So notice, there's no wisdom against the Lord. That only God is the source of true wisdom. And all throughout this book, we are told to continue to acquire it. Well, how do we do that? Do we put this under our pillow at night? Will that help us get wisdom? So how do we get wisdom? Rachel? We have to ask. And if we ask, is that all we have to do? Or is there some work on our part involved? We have to be in this, amen? Every day. We have to be reading it. We have to be studying it. We have to be memorizing it. We have to be meditating in it. Brother Mark? That's right.
So, apart from reading it, depending on where you come from and so forth, you can come down with a wrong doctrine.
And that's where the studying comes in, right? As we're told in 2 Timothy 2:15, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we have to be very careful that as Mark says, it's not just about reading, although reading is very important. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read, right? Isaiah 34:16. But we have to be studying it as well, so that we can, and true wisdom only comes from God. Well, if you're saved, God lives in you, right? And Jesus told us in the Gospel of John that He, the Holy Spirit, will guide you into all truth. The good news is that the author is the interpreter, and He lives in us. So if we ask for wisdom, as Rachel said, and then we go to the Word of God, God will give the wisdom. So first we'll just look at the scriptures that show how important it is that we keep acquiring wisdom, and then we'll talk about all the subpoints about what wisdom can do for us and the different ways that we're to acquire it. So let's just quickly run through scriptures. To save time, I'm just going to turn us there and read myself on this. So chapter 2, verse 10. Notice what it says. When wisdom entered into thy heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Now, eventually we're going to also look at all the benefits of acquiring wisdom. But for now, I just want us to see that God wants us to keep getting wisdom. So chapter 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. So God here personifying wisdom. He does the same thing in chapter 8. So go to chapter 4, verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Are those pretty clear commands? Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. That is God speaking. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. How's that for clarity? And with all thy getting, get understanding. Chapter 4, verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Again, God personifying wisdom there. Okay, chapter 8, verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. This is God speaking. Chapter 8, verse 33. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Chapter 9, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Chapter 12, verse 1. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Chapter 16, verse 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? And then chapter 21, verse 11. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. 22, verse 17. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I may make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. Over and over, God reminding us. Chapter 23, verse 12. Apply thine heart to instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. And then chapter 24, verse 13. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Now, this is just a sampling, but we can see all throughout the book of Proverbs, God is commanding us, God is exhorting us to acquire wisdom. So, now let's break that down. If you go back to where we started, chapter 1, verse 5, God uses the word counsels. You probably saw that. So notice where he said, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. So does Proverbs have anything to say about counsels or counselors? Yes, it does. And Christians that have been saved a long time, hopefully they've acquired more wisdom from God's word. Amen. And sometimes they can help us if we'll seek counsel from people that have the wisdom from God. And God actually talks about it all throughout the scriptures, the importance of seeking counsel from people that have wisdom. So notice chapter 11, verse 14, and we'll see this. So another aspect of acquiring wisdom is to not be afraid to ask wise people their counsel. That's a scriptural thing to do. Notice chapter 11, verse 14. Let's have some people read. Philip, if you'd read that.
Where there are counselors, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
So in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Beryl, could you read 12, 15 for us? He that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Mark, could you read 13:10 for us? 13:10.
Only by quiet conversation shall the well advised
assist. The well advised. So there it is again. 13:20. Any volunteers to read? Roy, 13:20. He that walketh with wise men. 15:22, Brother Scott, if you could read that for us.
Without counsel, fools are disappointed, but in a multitude of counselors, they are established.
In a multitude of counselors. Howard, 19:20.
Heed counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise.
Hear counsel. 19:27, Philip.
Seize my son to hear the instruction that causes to hear for the words of knowledge.
And 20:18, Beryl.
Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good
Thank you, Feely. And Beryl, if you could read 24:6. And then 27:9. We'll go there. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. So God says one aspect of acquiring wisdom is also seeking counsel from not just anyone, but obviously those who have acquired wisdom from the Lord's word, because they've matured in their faith. And that's what he said there in chapter 1, verse 5, that part of acquiring wisdom is not being afraid to seek wise counsel. So that's one aspect of it. But another aspect, if you said back to verse 7 of chapter 1, at the end of the verse he says, fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the flip side is, those who refuse to seek wisdom, those who don't want to hear wisdom, the opposite is going to occur in their lives. They're not going to be blessed, and they're going to go the wrong way. And Proverbs has really more to say about that than it does what we've already been reading. That if we refuse to listen to God's wisdom, to God's counsel, that we're going to go astray. And he says that further down in the chapter, 24 to 33. Mark, could you read those for us? Chapter 1, verses 24 to 33.
24
through 33.
Because I pulled and refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh, and desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hate knowledge and do not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despise my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
This is God speaking to us, and saying that if our attitude is that we don't want to hear counsel, or when we hear it, we don't like what we hear. That happens all the time, doesn't it? That if we refuse the counsel, look what's going to happen. We're going to be in some serious trouble. So God says that we need to continue to seek wisdom, to seek counsel from Him. And our attitude must always be, I need to keep learning. If we ever get to the point where we think we've learned it all, we're right where the devil wants us. Amen? If any man think that he knoweth anything, the Bible says, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. 1 Corinthians 10:12. So we must constantly be seeking that wisdom. James 1:5 is a great verse to know. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And so Proverbs is all about acquiring wisdom. We see in verse 5 that it's okay to seek counsel as well. We see in verse 7 that we can't despise God's wisdom. But also notice verse 8. For the younger ones, he says, chapter 1, verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. So for children, and God forbid teenagers, the last thing they want to do is listen to what their parents have to say, of course. God says that's one of the places to seek wisdom is from your parents. Isn't that something? Even as we get older, it's okay to seek wisdom from our parents. That's what he says. Hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law of thy mother. And this is a theme all throughout Proverbs as well. Seeking counsel from our parents. So let's look at that. Chapter 4, verse 1. We'll just look at all these scriptures that talk about part of acquiring wisdom is, yes, we need to be in the Word. Yes, we need to be seeking counsel. Yes, we need to be always be teachable. But don't be afraid to ask mom and dad. Chapter 4, verse 1. Brother Scott, could you read that? 4, verse 1.
Hear ye children, the instruction of the father, and attend to no understanding.
And 6:20, Howard. And then Philip 23:22.
My son, keep thy father's commandments, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
And Philip 23:22.
Hearken unto thy father that beget thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old.
Amen. Chapter 13, verse 1. Beryl. Amen. And then 15:20, Beryl. Okay, let's look at a couple more. 23:24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. And then 28:7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. And then chapter 29, verse 3. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. So we'll continue to walk through chapter 1. We get this wisdom outline. But so far what we've seen is the true wisdom only comes from God, and that we're to be constantly acquiring it, that we're to seek wise counsels, we see in verse 5. Verse 7, we're never to get to the point where we refuse to hear, or as the word he uses there is despise. If we ever don't like what we hear, the problem isn't what we hear, if it's coming from God's word. It's our heart. And so our attitude must always be, I need to change, rather than get angry at what God is telling us. And then verse 8, it's okay to seek wisdom from your parents, even when you're a teenager, believe it or not. It's shocking, but it's true. So let's look at some more in this chapter. Chapter 20 through 22, God tells us that one of the solutions to being simple, and he's not using it in a derogatory way, is none other than to acquire wisdom. Notice chapter 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. God says the solution to being simple, and again, he's not using it in a modern day form. What he's saying is people that don't have wisdom is to strive for it, to seek it. And he says this all throughout Proverbs. So let's look at it. Chapter 8, verse 5. So here he's talking to those who are the simple ones. He says, how often or how long will you love your simplicity? Chapter 8, verse 5. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Now chapter 14, verse 15. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. And then 14:18, if you're already in 14, the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. And then 19, verse 2. It says, 19, verse 2, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. 21:11. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. And then 22:3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. So, God says there is a solution to simplicity. That is gaining wisdom from the Lord, continuing to seek it. Any questions so far? We'll go to verse 23 next in chapter 1. But any questions so far? We're just trying to grab a hold of an outline here about wisdom. So what we've seen so far is that true wisdom only comes from God, and that we're to be constantly acquiring it, that we're to seek wise counsels, that we're not to despise God's wisdom. In other words, we're not to get angry at what we hear, but we're to never turn our ear away from it. We're to seek wisdom from our parents. It is the solution to simplicity. And then in verse 23, he uses the word reproof. What is it to reprove? Anybody? Notice he says, turn you at my reproof. Philip, what's reproof?
Loving correction.
Correction, exactly. It's loving correction. Are there going to be times in our Christian lives when we get reproved by God's word? I hope so. That's one of the reasons why we come to church, isn't it? To get reproved. Sometimes we get reproved by other believers that are hopefully coming in a spiritual way. God says, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one. And how we respond to that reproof is going to determine whether or not we grow and learn or whether or not we go backwards. And God has a lot to say about this, about reproof. He says, turn ye at my reproof. So if you go to chapter 9, verse 7 through 9, he teaches us a bit of a lesson about reproof. Look at chapter 9, verse 7. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame. And he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. So, notice that reproof can go either way, can't it? And so, if the Holy Spirit is leading us to reprove someone, we have to be careful that we're doing it in the right spirit. God says, be careful that you don't reprove someone that you know it's not going to work. That instead it's going to bring the opposite reaction. Like he says, if you reprove a scorner, it comes back on you. You end up getting shame. He says, if you rebuke a wicked man, you get yourself a blot. So you have to have that discernment, that leading of the Holy Spirit. But from our point of view, if we are rebuked, how we respond to it determines whether or not we grow in wisdom. We're going to get reproved all the time by God's word. We're going to get reproved sometimes by God's people. And that's when we need to push the pride aside and listen and grow. So you can either reject it or you can accept it. That's our choice, isn't it? So we'll start with the negative. What happens when we reject reproof? Let's look at it. Chapter 10, verse 17. And then we'll look at the positive. What happens when we accept reproof? But reproof is part of gaining wisdom. We all need correction sometimes, don't we? Did our children need correction sometimes as they were growing up? Absolutely. We're just children in the Lord, and we're just growing in our faith. We're going to need reproof. So notice 10:17. He that is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof, erreth. he that refuseth reproof. Chapter 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. So we're talking on the negative side, those who refuse to accept reproof. Chapter 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Chapter 15, verse 10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Chapter 15, verse 12. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. And 23, verse 9. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. And then 29, verse 9. If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. I love that verse. We're going to have to stop there because we're out of time, but we're just walking through chapter 1, getting God's outline on wisdom, acquiring wisdom. It only comes from God. We're to seek wise counsels, and we're to always be willing to accept reproof when it comes. And it's okay to seek wisdom from our parents. Next week, we'll continue with the outline and see that when it comes to wisdom, you reap what you sow, as we'll see at the end of the chapter. And if you accept wisdom, you will grow in your prudence and in your discretion, which are two very common words in the book of Proverbs. Any questions or comments? But next week,